Terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, shit asses.
What's up, man?
Is Deco there yet?
Yeah, he's here.
All right, cool. So we got Deco, Raekyon, Shitbird, and who else is over there?
Fresh. I'm from the shitter. I just crapped at Kmart. Yeah, that's right. You got me.
Tom Rock's here.
Took a shit at Kmart?
They fixed their other stall. Exit Kmart now has two working crappers.
Well, I'm in Palm Springs right now in the desert.
I bet they got a nice Kmart out there.
What the hell are you doing down there, man? It's in the middle of nowhere.
My manager, his girlfriend's parents are all rich and shit, and they were like, they have a nice-ass place out there, and they're in Michigan right now, so you can go there for like 2 or 3 days and chill, because, dude, I had to get away from L.A., man. That place is a fucking rager every single night, and, like, my liver was just not happy.
Swollen liver.
I just got over a weekend rager with Novak. I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Oh, my
ever.
God. Like... Who is the moron who decided to bring Novak to the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
And have him be the dude in charge, like the head guy. It was fucking terrible. Oh. If you don't believe me, just call Tim O'Connor, man. It was the worst skate demo appearance we ever did, and all the money got stolen from the Make-A-Wish.
Are you kidding me?
No, it got robbed.
Did Novak even skate?
What?
Dude, they didn't steal it. They just lost it.
He didn't even skate. The story in itself, you couldn't even do it in this whole show, man. It was insane. But the way nothing worked out. Dude, we stayed in a Motel 6.
Did Novak even skate the demo?
Nope.
Not once.
Yeah, man, I'm hurting. Yeah, man. Dude, he might have done, like, one trick, but that was it. Omar and fucking O'Connor skated their ass off, so.
God, what a piece of work.
Dude, those guys are fucking cool shit, man. I mean, we were having fun. I was having fun with Novak, too, but it got out of hand. You got to call O'Connor to find out.
Novak called up Oz, and then Oz was supposed to pick him up at the Philly airport, and Missy was waiting for him at the house, and he never called anybody. For, like, 2 days, I find out that he's with fucking Mandy in Baltimore. So I'm like, all right, I'm making up a new rule. Every time you go see Mandy, then that's 2 weeks that have to go by with you living at her house.
That's even a timeout.
Even if we're filming Jackass, even if you have a plane ticket to California, they're all getting canceled, and you have to stay with her for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he told me it was a rager out in Cali. I was pissed I couldn't go.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy out here right now. Like, we've been filming Jackass nonstop every night. Like, I don't know how this happened, but I wound up, like, really good friends with Paris Latsis. You know that dude?
No.
That Greek billionaire kid?
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about. Paris.
I've been going out with him every night, and,
Is that her boyfriend or her husband or ex-boyfriend?
Boyfriend or fiancé or whatever.
Yeah.
Now she's with that Stavros dude because he has like 11 more billion than Paris does.
Dude, that's a lot of fucking money, man.
Like, if you're talking about billions, who the F gives a fuck? Like,
I'll take a half.
Dude, you could already, like, buy a Lamborghini and then wipe your ass with it and then throw it off of a bridge. Like, and then you could write that off. Like...
You could build like a
dollars. Like you could do whatever you want.
What would you do with it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd buy a Toyota.
Somebody has the money.
At that point, if you have $1 billion, it's like, well, what do you want? Oh Christ! Just give me a Hyundai. I don't. Yeah.
A reliable vehicle.
Remember Vito said like buy like 8 Chevys or something.
He's like, man, you bought a Ferrari? Are you an idiot? You could have got 10 Chevrolets and a boat for the price. I would have won 10 Chevrolets, and why in the fuck would I want a boat? I live in Westchester. Like, what am I going to put it in, Westtown Lake?
He fell in love with boats in Fort Lauderdale. DeVito loves boats.
Brandywine. When the Brandywine gets overflow, you can put it in there.
I already have those kayaks. Dude, Deco, you got to go kayaking down the Brandywine during a rainstorm. It's so fucking fun.
I got two kayaks.
You did that?
Yeah, I bought all these kayaks. I bought a big trailer for the Hummer, and there's like five kayaks just on it at all times.
But did anyone go in a rainstorm? Fucking
well, it was when it was when the weather was nice.
Well, we were doing Viva La Bam out here. Pete Babington got a kayak. Cause I told him that you could go down there to Brandywine. He got a kayak and was like going down every time we got done.
Oh, he did it every time we wrapped up.
Yeah, he would always go down. He was like, "It's awesome when it after like a good rain,
yeah, good
you know,
because
it starts." And he
good.
Said there's one area where it like gets a little bit of rapid, so he would go down that, take it out, walk back, you know, like quarter mile, and then go down again.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, we gotta. As soon as there's a rainstorm, we all just have to hop in kayaks and just barge it because you won't get hurt. It's just fucking fun to sip on beer and
dude,
go down a fast current.
We can race all the way to Newark.
If you see, have you seen Mike Haynes' kayak, dude?
No. Why, does he have a good one?
Well, it's like as long as like your swimming pool. It's like Fitz Mike, right? And also he has a trolling motor, so he can it's like a slow moving motor.
I
he has
motor
four fishing rods mounted on the side. Between his legs, he has that thing that like. Shows you where the fish are underneath you, that little screen. It's ridiculous,
oh, yeah.
dude.
A one-man fish finding kayak.
See, I just bought the regular ones. I bought like five of the $250 ones, you know?
Yeah, I got two of them. They're sweet, though. They work.
You didn't get the Hummer kayak yet.
Kayak, as long as it's fucking close, that's all I care about.
Yeah, seriously.
How much
put a radio in it.
A kayak get? Like,
I guess Mike knows.
Dude, you got to pimp it out, put like a radio in it with a Bose sound system in the back. So you can be thumping down the river.
So much fun going down the Brandywine that I'm seriously, like, if I have 3 days off, I'll be willing to, like, drive to West Virginia to go down those crazy rapids, you know?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll go, man. Once it gets warm, we should bust it.
I'm kayaks are going to crack wide open. They're going to fill with water and be sinking.
Deliverance style.
Yeah. Wee. If I had $1 billion, I would come to your house, Bam, and get you to give me permission. I would dig a tunnel system and fill it like an aquarium so you could swim through these underground tunnels, kind of like Jaws 3, but there would be all fish you could swim through, and then that's how you get to the Hobbit hole.
Yeah, that'd be the worst feeling in the world. You're swimming in the dark underwater.
Yeah. But it'd be all lighted, and there'd be arcade games on the side that you couldn't play, but you could see them.
It
would always give you that urge that play video games.
Oh, my God.
I discovered an incredible place. It's like 45, 1960, 70s pinball games.
You know where it is, too, B. I don't know if you want to give away the location.
No, because
I
love it.
Wait, what is it again?
You know where it is.
Dude,
I'll tell
it's this
you where.
Arcade filled with like 1960s and 70s pinball games. And
you know where they are?
Exactly.
I know, but I'll tell you later.
Right after the show.
It's a nice little secret spot.
Brandon's fishing hole.
Yeah, I've been going on the weekends. It's awesome. You can put two dimes in, two nickels in the machine to play a pinball game. I was like, I got to put two nickels in. I've never done that.
That's old school. That's
it's awesome, yeah, though, yeah.
Did you power out the rest of those wraps yet with Shipbird?
No, but
Bam.
This is like the first time I've talked to Mr. Bird
I looked at the recording studio. You guys have so many fucking songs recorded that you have multiple recording. Like, you have multiple 16 tracks. It's almost like another BlackBerry. Like, he just filled one and got another one. I thought he had,
big
like, two
iPod.
Songs recorded.
Yeah. Aren't we going to move the studio down to the Hobbit Hole so we can have bands and stuff? Is that the word?
I would like to do that. That's a Tom Rock question. Is it going to be a mission to do that?
What about you, Tom?
Dude, I wasn't paying attention.
I caught him here.
He's busy, man.
Dude, he was here blowing off the job. If you see Will, fucking tell him that, dude. He was definitely blowing it off.
Do you think it's a good decision to move the whole thing down to the Hobbit Hole?
Yeah.
That would be cool for live bands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
For all the music equipment.
There's enough fucking room.
Yeah, they'd be tight, but fuck it. It'd be funny.
You could get it in there.
See them all smashed together trying to pull a song off.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk down there and back there and back there and back the whole time.
No, yeah, just set it up down there. You could have live music. It'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't we fucking knock out half of the wall where the studio is and add on another 10 feet?
There you go.
If you do that, my Road Blasters arcade machine in the attic may fall through the floor, which would be awesome. It'll drop right down. We can start playing.
Why don't we have the radio room upstairs?
Oh, man.
There's
even less room up there.
Come on, Shipbird. You can get on it. You got plenty of time, right?
It's cold up there.
Consider it done. It's done.
Is that still Fanta's drug den, or did you not come over anymore?
There's just
Fanta's a rock star now.
There's still just old Playboys up there.
I just saw him.
Weathered and
You just saw Hannah?
Oh, I saw him on...
the CKY shows, man.
I went to the CKY show that was in Lancaster. I went to the Lancaster one.
I went to the Philly one.
Was it a rager?
I had a blast, yeah. It was nice. Those kind of like smaller venues are always awesome. I don't know what it is about the people.
Venomous?
No, I got there like two songs into CKY. We thought it was like by the outlets by Dutch Wonderland, and I was like, oh, it's like 40 minutes past that.
Fucking Dutch Wonderland.
I think we should go to Dutch Wonderland, because I've never went in, and I never went in the House of Lights, and that place left, and I walk by it every day, so I think we should go to Dutch Wonderland just to go inside.
Shipper, do you have those new songs with the Amish song on it, like on a CD?
Yeah, I got it on CD.
Yeah, busted, dude.
Like right now, though?
I could run down during the show and throw the what you're talking about on.
Do it now.
Yeah, at the end of the show, let's play that Amish freestyle that Deco did. That's fucking hilarious.
What is it?
Okay, it's
just like when you're just like, stuff those logs in the hole. Stuff it in the hole.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's fucking so funny. I'm dying to hear it.
What's Amish?
Because you're talking about how the Amish always clog up all the traffic on Route 30 because they're horses and buggies, and you're so pissed about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're my part of their guy.
Yeah, okay, I'd like to hear that, too.
As soon as we go to a song.
Shipper, yeah. I'm going to play a song right now, and then you rush down to the Hollywood Hole and grab that disc.
All right.
You can play anything off that disc, really. Like, they're all fucking great.
So here's a beer, man.
Yo, bam. I'll check it. Listen to this new machine I got. Listen to the song it makes. It's just 2 seconds. Listen.
All right.
Everyone listen to this.
Hell.
Hey, dude.
Is that sweet music to your ears?
All right, assies. I'm playing Moist Boys, and this song's called Tweaker. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
My underwear.
Yeah. gothic nature of this,
check this out.
Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Dude, wasn't that Moist Boy song so good?
Yeah, it's good. I didn't think I heard them before.
Chewing on my sneaker, because I am the tweaker. I was talking to him, dude, the Moist Boys, they opened for CKY, but I saw them open up at the, or, no, they were headlining at the Khyber, and, you know, it's the guitar player from Ween, and then the singer is just this meth head from Trenton, and it was so funny, I didn't know that, like, everybody who's a fan of Moist Boys knows that the singer's a meth head, but I was telling the singer that I was on antibiotics because I had that infected ass, so I couldn't even drink. And he's like, I know, I can't drink either. I'm on antibiotics, too. It sucks. I'm like, well, did you do anything else, like, on antibiotics? He's like, yeah, I just did some speed. I'm like, sweet, dude.
That's got to suck, man. Your whole thing's being a meth head. That means you have to stay up for, like, all the time. You can't ever sleep. That would fucking suck.
I was just watching a special last night. Dude, A&E, that channel, they have so much good shit. But they were having this special. It was called Meth, Murder, and Madness. And it was this whole story about Cumberland, Indiana, and this, like, little girl looked through a window seeing, like, these dudes making meth in a meth lab. And she and, the one guy saw the girl, and then they, like, kidnapped her. They didn't know what to do with her because they didn't want to tell anybody. And then, like, they totally just pushed her in this frozen lake, and then they all got caught, and now they're all in jail, and it was all because of meth, but, like, it was fucking gnarly watching it.
It's not because of meth, it's because you pushed a little girl in a frozen lake and let her fucking die.
No, but the whole reason was because she saw them in a meth lab making meth, and they didn't want to get caught, so they just, like, kidnapped her, and they didn't even know what to do with her because they're all hopped up on meth for 4 days.
Oh, my
that
God.
That sucks.
And another, like, there's these two teenagers, a boy and a girl, and they were tripping out so hard on meth for, like, they were on, like, a four-day binge or whatever, and they called the cops saying that there was, like, all these Mexican gangs, like, fighting and da-da-da-da-da, and then there was none of that. They were just totally hallucinating, and the 911 call seemed so real that was really going on, and then when they found where the call was coming from, they, like, went down to the, they were in a pickup truck, and they thought that they ran out of gas, but they had a full tank, and then they, like, walked through all the snow, and then they just froze to death, because they were all hallucinating.
Dude, that's what that shit, dude, that's what it does to you, man. Fuck that shit. It gives chemistry a bad name.
your cat is sitting in the chair, like, now he's on the, walking around the desktop thing, but he was sitting there like he's on the show.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's chilling. The black and white, is that trouble. Mischief? That's trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah, Mischief is trying to get in one of your skate deck boxes. He's like rustling around behind that old man thing in the corner.
Yeah, they were saying that, like, you could totally just make meth if you just go to, like, Thrift Drug or Happy Harry's. You could just.
What is it? Everyone in California, everyone I talked to, even when Sean Penn was here, like, I told him I'm a chemist, all he said was, like, dude, they busted these meth labs in hotel rooms. I'm like, all people from California now is like meth. That's like that's all they talk about all the time. You can make it out of a bunch of different stuff, and it's a pain in the ass.
Because exactly
everything's
is it,
illegal
though?
Now. It's methamphetamine. It's
no,
the
I know, but
simplest
like, what,
chemical.
What do you have to mix? Like, do you have to like how meth- do you know? You're the fucking chemist. How do you do it?
Let's put Sirius off the air. Methylamine and phenyl-2-propanol, I think.
And then what do you do with it?
You just condense it to chemicals, then you crystallize it out.
And that's all it is? Just two different things?
It's the smallest fucking molecule. It's the biggest pussy thing to fucking synthesize. It's literally the smallest thing, like the smallest molecular weight, like one of the. It's just tiny, you know. The shit that we make now is way bigger than that.
What does synthesize mean? Like what do you?
You take those two chemicals.
A lot of songs were played on synthesizers. Yeah,
like the Who started it. And then after that, the Who took methylamine, and he took phenyl-2-propanol, but it's not. It's just, it's a condensation reaction. It's easy.
Yeah, because I saw the whole kit on the special last night. It looks like a fucking pain in the ass.
It's a pain. And now they got to take fucking cough drops and shit like that and, like, melt them in a fucking stove and then light it on something that might light your fucking hair on fire like Richard Pryor. It's just not even fucking worth
it. Why in movies does it, like, when you ever see, like, drug guys in movies having that, it explodes. And it's always, like, it explodes the hell out of it.
Because they try and make it by shady different ways. The fun
what explodes, though?
And where
oh,
I've worked...
big propane tank.
No, sometimes metals, because they find shady ways to make it. One time, this one blew up. It's happened in California. And because they were using phosphorus or something like that, the way that the phosphorus that they were using when it blew up, first of all, it lit people on fire. So they ran out of the house screaming. But when the chemicals soaked into their body, not only did they die, but that they were so polluted from all the toxic metals, nothing could eat them. No bacteria or anything like that could rot them. So the corpses just stayed there in the fucking sun, not even decomposed at all.
Oh, man.
Because not even any living shit could eat all those heavy metals. Everything fucking died.
Yo, did any of you guys see the movie The Salton Sea?
I've been to the Salton Sea.
No, Babe Ruth was the Salton Sea.
I'm like a mile away about it, but I heard it's all about meth and shit. I want to watch the movie tonight and then drive to the Salton
Sea. Yeah, bam, drive to the Salton Sea. I've been there. Tell us how it is, because you're going to...
Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, and I actually saw... I didn't see the movie, but I actually saw Heath Ledger dancing at this place called Teddy's all hopped up, dude. He was dancing so fruity, man.
You didn't see the movie, though?
It was so broke back. Dude, he was all wasted, all dancing at this place called Teddy's. And it was, dude, he was doing the gayest, fruitiest moves.
Dude, how bad would you be every time you go try and dance over there, just put on that fucking theme song on the dance floor and you're humiliated and you have to fucking walk out.
God.
The Brokeback Mountain song.
Oh, God, is that, I can't quit you. It's like, is that like acoustic jam?
I don't know.
Does New York have it? Because I want to hear it.
Dude. Yeah.
Tell him to put on the Brokeback Mountain theme, please.
New York, play Brokeback Mountain.
You're going to piss your pants off.
Brokeback Mountain over there.
Dude, they know what I'm fucking talking about. They played it during the awards. It's always a Brokeback fucking Mountain theme. That acoustic.
I got to hear this.
Oh, man.
It's I didn't see it, but it's all gone except for one of the Ritzes. Maybe the Ritz 5 has it. So
what about Chipper? Is he back yet?
I'm back.
Yeah, we hear his.
You got the song?
Yeah,
I got it.
Just got back.
I put,
you know
I
what
put,
track it is?
Yeah, it's the Amish metal song, and I put Country Bumpkins on there, too.
Well, let's hear the Amish one. What track is it? Track one or two?
Can we check it first? You fucking idiot. Dude, we went out there.
We're
it doesn't even
know.
Well, you never know what you get on these things, man.
What are you trying to do to me, dude?
Just press play and see what happens.
Dude, he doesn't even know.
That's what I do.
Oh, God.
We don't have time for both, so if Country Bumpkins goes on, just skip to the next track.
There you go.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it. This is Amish Metal.
Oh, that's it. That's the one they want to play.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Hit it up. Let's hear this shit. This is Narkill. This is a new Narkill track, freestyled by Deco.
I didn't even hear it.
Sarah 28. Oh, back.
My horse and buggy drive. No, it don't. It rides down through.
Dirty. Yes, it's dirty because the shit from a cow in my field that I can't clean up.
With the lawnmower won't ever yield. It makes all your fucking roadway scream. Stink, you are pink. I don't do nothing with electricity. Do you think? SPY, you won't try our filthy Amish, no electric, you fly by, I'd rather die. Coming to our bathroom where the toilet don't flush, she gets a man in there with a toilet brush. Stop those logs in the hole. Stop it in the hole. Yeah, look, Matt, I can't take it.
Dragon will burn and breathe and dream when you have a night.
Yo, when the fuck is that coming out?
I don't know.
May 8th?
When are we putting this ass out?
May 8th. We got to call it. Jessel Toll, if you're listening, man, call in and say. he put a date up on Amazon when it comes out, but we pushed it back like twice so we could give it like, you know, good artwork.
You just have to power out those last three songs that we made, and then I think we have a fucking perfect album for Narcos.
You guys have
because we had other songs first, and then it would just be better to put those newer ones on.
Do you have many?
Throw them right on and fucking do it.
And the underwear one and stuff.
Are you gonna put I just want to fuck with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass shit?
Yeah, I told Matt, I was like, doesn't Matt Cole write the best lyrics and music?
Dude, I just heard that today. The music is really good.
It's good, dude.
I like how you say a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass, but you change it out of the crack of my ass. It was too much, I think.
Yeah, so I just go.
No, it sounded pretty good, man. That music is fucking good.
Do you think you can re-sing it, or is it going to be a pain in the ass?
Oh no, I mean, well.
I was doing out of the crack of my ass like one time, like you just kind of freestyled that, but
I thought it was funny
that
the
hook should be just out of the crack of my ass.
I mean, I guess I should go over it a couple times.
Just out of my ass sounds better than out of the crack of my ass.
And that other that other song,
crack of my ass, it felt like he's too serious. Like he's really.
I thought it was funny that you tried really to jam all that about. Into a chorus, and it was kind of funny that I had to stumble to get to it. And it's like
I like it.
I just want to fuck with a piece of toilet paper
hanging out of crack of my ass.
He's got the syncopation better.
Take out crack and it'll be way better.
Okay. I just want to fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass.
That's better.
Yeah. It does flow better.
It's
true.
Better.
I like the crack in the ass thing.
Yeah,
I think
crack.
You should say crack once, like you just.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the last verse.
That's a good one.
Jam it all in the crack.
Yeah.
The baseball song, Biggs. The baseball song. Was like a hidden track when they made the CD.
Just
like
picture tuning in right now if you're just some random person and listening to what we were just talking about.
take the crack out and put just
crack
toilet.
Out and fucking with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of your ass is way better.
just
people talking about.
Just so everyone knows, these are real business decisions going on right
now. I know.
Now. The only chance we get to talk.
Business decisions. An album that'll probably sell more than 30,000 copies.
It'll sell like 10. maybe 12 on a good week.
She can sell 12 copies just in this fucking room right now. He's going back to change it now, are you, Matt?
I can't wait to just hang out back there. And Rich Voss is living back there. So.
Is he there now?
Yeah, I told him to come the fuck up. And
oh, my God, Richard Voss.
He wasn't fucking here.
Hasn't Voss been living at my house?
Yeah, he's just been hanging, man, because he got fired to go on CKY tour.
Why did he get fired?
He just went to go up there to tech for him, and he had to call out Friday.
And he got fired.
And they were like, that's it. You're not allowed to call out 3 times in a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So,
but
I saw
that's kind of the way it goes, though, because if you do it 3 times and then they keep putting up with it, then you're just going to keep doing it. So you got to draw the line somewhere, you know?
Shit, for 8 years.
Even though it's cool to have Voss on the tour, but, like, if you're going to keep calling out all the time, like, fuck it, man. We got to get somebody else, you know? Man.
But it worked out pretty good because he's playing keyboards now, and there's a lot more.
Was he really playing keyboards? Yeah. I was looking
He sits back
for
in front of house, and he's in front of house, and he played keyboards, and it sounded exactly like the fucking album.
Dude, me and Evil
so
Jared
good at the
were
piano.
Sitting there.
Oh, wait, he's doing CKY songs now?
Yeah, keyboards. He's
that's
doing
a better gig than being on the fucking road.
That's why he's like, fuck it, I'm not going back. I'll play keyboards, and it sounds great. It's huge, man. Down
Is
to TLA, it was
him?
Huge.
Yeah, everyone said he was down there. Me and Evil Jared were looking so fucking hard.
He was at the front
house. When I went to Lancaster, he walked in the back when the show was over for, like, literally, I was like, yo, Richard, are you going to play the piano and all that? Gone. He was already gone. That's all I saw.
He's got to be out there, dude. He's like, got the best stage persona because it's not fucking fake.
Well, they did front of house on him, so he was back where, you know, Jared was from Guar, the guy who does sound for Guar. So he's back there with Jared.
Oh, really?
Not Jared, fucking Jeremy from Guar.
Yeah.
And he was playing during the part. They just put him in the whole system. So
that's awesome.
He knew his parts.
He
played frenetic.
He's got to be in the back, man.
You could hear it.
Oh, is that how it goes, Matt?
Yeah.
Yo, what about you might be pitching. You might be catching.
What if baseballs has AIDS?
I love when he says, what if baseballs has AIDS?
Yeah. The thing is, we got to leave some songs that we don't play on Sirius Radio because we got to leave some fans wondering how good the other ones are, you know? So we'll just keep playing like 3 out of the album, and then there'll be like 15 tracks
or a total of 15 tracks for everybody else to hear. So
hell yeah, we got mulch on there. Goddamn motherfucking mulch.
The what?
So, I'm gonna play a song and then we're gonna come back. I'm gonna play Missing Persons. It's called Walking in L.A. It's more of an 80s type shit, but I've been listening to it because it's the only thing in the jukebox that I like at the 101 Cafe. So let's hear it. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
You like that shit, man?
I love that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was 80s.
You like that 80s ass shit, man?
Dude, don't even say that.
Pinball.
Don't even fucking say that. I had enough of him for one weekend. It lasted like a year.
But this song was so incredible. It went like...
did you hear that?
Stinks like shit, man.
Can't give it all to Kmart's toilet.
Johnny Knoxville just wrote me a text saying,
yo, what are you doing? You want to chill or whatever? I was like, no, I'm in Palm Springs right now, relaxing. And he's just like, Palm Springs makes Key West look straight.
Dude, when you guys left from that movie, I was like, thank the fucking Lord. I don't know how you can do it for that many weeks.
Where's Palm Springs?
It's in the desert.
It's in between Vegas and L.A., like in the middle, like right in the desert. But, dude, there's like a serious gay, like a little mini San Francisco section over here.
So it's like Brokeback Valley?
Dude, it's rich. It's like
Valley.
Brokeback rich-ass Valley.
Brokeback Plateau.
It's like little Rehoboth or something.
There's definite Brokeback action going on over here.
God, I wish I had that fucking
Brokeback
music,
Tundra.
You know? Oh, man, yo, I don't want to give away too many Jackass things we've been filming for the new movie, but we were at this golf course, and I drove a ball right out of Dunn's ass.
Oh, then, my God.
And, well, first of all, there's another TV crew there filming, some other show, like a limit date or something. They're just having, like, a casual, like, you know, Dave going out on a date, filming, like, golf and stuff. Then the second production crew, which is us, just shows up. I drive a fucking ball right out of Dunn's ass, and then some random dude drives a ball off of my dick, dude. And
no, ain't fucking dick.
I was spread eagle, and the ball whipped right past my nose, like, an inch away. It was, I'll never, ever do that again.
Dude,
and
you're fucking crazy. If they hit your dick, that's over.
I thought about that, and I was like, dude, the last thing I want is people being like, dude, the first Jackass movie is better. Like, it's already better than the
first. It's already better. I'll tell you that.
Like, you gotta one-up that shit, you know what I mean? You can't just, like, put out a second Jackass and expect it to, like, be even or a little bit less. Like, it has to be 1,000 times better than the first one.
I'm glad you're out there. Come back and don't bring those guys with you because we'll fucking die.
I ain't making no half-ass shit.
The shit I saw was funny as hell, man.
Do you remember when we went to the 3 Mile Island thing for Viva La Bam, and somebody threw a can of beans on the campfire and it exploded?
When we
slowed down the tape, the thing went like 3-4 inches right across temple.
It almost hit. The funny part was it came so close to hitting the one cameraman. We're friends with Jacob, but he's a Jewish guy. And of all the people who would never eat pork and beans or to get blasted by a pork and beans missile.
Thing, like, somebody made the poor decision to throw a can of beans in the fire to see what happens. 10 minutes goes by. Everybody forgets about it. Then it just explodes so loud like a fucking bomb. And the metal can whizzed past my head like 2 feet away.
Yeah, the main dude of the show, there's like a... You would have turned into Kano from Mortal Kombat. You would have like a metal lid around your face.
Dude, it was the main dude face. And the Jewish Kano. Cameraman, dude.
Kano
almost got crushed by a fucking pork and beans bomb.
Kano. Kano wins. Yeah.
Kano Kalen.
Kano Kalen.
So he's down in Baltimore?
If he was in Mortal Kombat, I would love it.
Yo, do you know who John Waters is?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he made a cameo in the Jackass movie, but dude,
yes.
Baltimore, he was so fucking cool, man. Like, he said that he likes to go to the shitty Baltimore bars where all the scumbags hang out, and he just listens to them talk and what they have to say, and like, he said that he was at a grocery store, and some mom had like this cute little like 4-year-old girl, and she was just such a bitch to her daughter. She was like, get over here, shit ass. The way he would say it was so funny. Just he would come up with all kinds of just funny things that people would say. And he was like, whenever we use random people for like the movies that I do, anytime I ever say, okay, you are so mad at this guy. Like, as soon as I yell action, I want you to yell every cuss word in the book. Because you want this guy to die. Like, you hate him. And action. He said that everybody, the first thing they would say is, you're an asshole. That's all they could come up with if they really hate somebody.
Yeah, I know.
So they can't come up with any other cuss word.
Yeah, shit ass.
You asshole. I hate you.
Yeah.
The only time I talked to Knoxville in between the Jackass movie and now was he called me at work one time and was like, dude, I'm in Baltimore filming this John Waters movie. You guys got to come down here. You'll love it.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet, but I want to see that. What band, that movie?
It's called a Dirty Shame.
Yeah.
I really think that you'll love it. Like, John Waters is so tweaked in the head. Like, he's like
ragingly gay, but
he's fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, he really is. Like, his sense of humor is like right up my alley.
Oh my god, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I recommend renting Dirty Shame and checking that shit out because you'll definitely laugh a bunch of times.
Yeah, when he was on like Carson Daly a couple months. Yeah, it was like maybe right before Christmas, but I never like saw him in like on a show like that. Dude, he was so funny. The stories he was telling, I was just like, oh my
god. Dude, his stories are hilarious.
Talking about being in some like bar where like anything could happen, some bar that doesn't exist anymore in New York, and he's like, and some like creep would just come up by and like rub on your leg, and you'd be like, shoot, get away from me, but then you'd have a good time. Like, it was so funny the shit he said.
Just think, if you're that smart and you're rich and famous and awesome what you do, but you choose to live in fucking scumbag Baltimore. And like hang out in places like that.
They got Camden Yards. It's beautiful.
That's where he's getting all his
bingos. John Waters found that like, creepy transvestite to just eat shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The transvestite just like shits on her hand and then just starts chewing on it.
Some of the
gross.
Best.
Like, and you could tell it's real. Like, there, it's not fake at all. Like, oh, that man. Bitch was that tweaked.
Ooh, log cabin.
Yo, wait, did you know that the singer of 69 Eyes is a chemist also?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
I wish I would have fucking said something because I thought you knew already. And then
no, say next time they're around, fuck it. We're talking.
Yeah,
we'll have a meeting.
A full-blown chemist in Finland.
Oh, no fucking way. That's fucking awesome, man. Huh. You should have him call in a show sometime.
So that's his job, like, aside for the band?
Yeah, yeah. Like, when he's not touring with 69 Eyes, he's back in the lab being a fucking chemist.
Oh, that's funny as shit. You gotta have him call in if you can. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think he's in L.A. still, actually, but I'm not there, so we're pretty much effed on this show.
Dude, thank God you got away from L.A., man. That's fucking awesome.
As a matter of fact, speaking of 69 Eyes, let's hear some of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear Christina Death from the new album Devils. And, yeah, this is probably my favorite song off the album, but they just did their American tour, and every one of them was pretty much sold out, and the last show at the Whiskey in L.A. was so good. And then they did Carson Daly, which is coming on. Yo, when is that coming on? Friday night?
All right.
So 69, and I also go on Carson, too, talking a bunch of schmack, so let's hear it.
When do you go on?
Friday night it'll be on.
Okay, cool.
I already did it, though. It's pre-recorded.
Right.
So let's hear it.
Studio television audience.
On Radio Bam.
Smoke cigarettes in her bed. Christina. Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter of Sirius 28 Faction.
High fly ball deep center field. This one's out of here. Juan Samuel, two run home run. Bam.
Yeah. Sorry. I know we were on.
So we got D. Camello, Raekwon, and Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds in Pennsylvania, and here I am in the desert in Palm Springs.
Dude, we're raising at your house. This is a great time. We got a case of beer, fucking up party in the back room.
You can't sleep on the chair.
Dude, you got to come back, man.
I seriously wish I had, like, two bodies so I could be at one, like, I could be over there now, and then I could also be here, you know. You know, him's flying in to L.A. on the 1st, and I totally want to stick around and hang out with him because I haven't seen him in, like, 2 months. But I'm so fucking sick of being in L.A. filming. Like, I'm just dreading being in L.A., but, you know, powering out two more days to see Villa might be worth it. But I think I'm going to wind up going home because we're filming more Jackass in, like, Texas and stuff. So I'd rather go home for 3 days rather than going straight from L.A. to Texas, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot girls in Texas, I'll tell you that.
Lord Bataro saw your right guard commercial.
Oh, yeah? Is it out?
I didn't see it, but he said there's something to do with rollerblades, so is that true?
Yeah.
Did
he say it was funny?
Yeah, but he was just, like, going out the door. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, what is it? He was like, you'll see it. He's like, there's rollerblades that he was laughing about.
What station was he watching? Like, ESPN?
No, he don't watch ESPN. He would have been watching, like, Bravo or, like, or whatever Survivor's on, you know?
A&E, yeah.
Bravo?
Yeah, he likes that cooking shows. Like, there's a cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Survivor network. Top Chef he watches that he watches. He used to like Survivor.
Top Chef?
Yeah. He loves it.
He loves it?
Yeah, there's one guy we're rooting for on there. We mutually agreed. He made me watch it, so now we're rooting for this one guy, Miguel Morales. He was awesome.
He has like 100 different recipes for Top Ramen, right?
Yeah, there's a guy that looks like
chicken,
Kavanaugh on there so bad.
Fish.
Dude, you got to get back out here, man. We're fucking raging at your house.
I know. I'll be back. When the fuck am I coming back? I'll be back on like the either the 1st or the 2nd. So cool. When's
is that? Well, that's April, so is that an April Fool's joke?
That's a lie.
When are you really coming back?
What a fake laugh you gave me. April Fool's. Hey, Bam, are you doing the gumball rally?
Yeah, they're actually...
God.
Isn't my Lamborghini getting shipped over to London right now?
Yeah, I just took it up there.
He took it up to London for you. Hell of a drive.
I don't really trust, like, these... Like, if they put the fucking car on a boat, that means that somebody has to start it up and drive it to, like, a
God, like
that dude, shit's dude, getting sold to the Russian.
There was so many cars
in
there was
play.
So many cars in that garage worth so much fucking money. There was like seriously $1 million cars in there. This guy ships $1 million cars all the time. He shipped a what's it called a Rolls Royce? $40 million car he shipped. $40 million for a fucking Rolls Royce, like a Grey Ghost they call it. Yeah.
No way.
Yo, you have to realize these people. It's like that Greek guy you were hanging out with. They got billions.
Yeah, dude.
Billion.
There was the ZR what is it? ZR6 Corvette.
RX7, you mean?
No, ZR6. It's a Corvette. Fucking, there was some top end cars. There was a car there from Chicago called like a Crit, and it actually has a Schwa sticker on the front.
No, it doesn't.
It's 1918.
It's a screwdriver mobile.
1918 Crit.
Is it like a German like Nazi mobile?
It's got the Nazi thing on the front. That was their symbol, like the BMW's airplane.
Listen,
propeller.
1918, right? Yeah. That would have been the first. When was the first
I could take you right down to a right from where I just came from.
Oh, my
where
God.
I just shipped Bam's fucking
Which
Lamborghini.
Is apparently London.
And it's sitting... I don't know where they shipped it to, but...
You gave Shipbird your Lambo.
No, Shipbirds took it on up to London for me, Bam. Hey, okay.
Ryan T was watching over me.
That's a great combination.
Now, we got it up there, no problem. And the guy was real cool, and he showed us all the fucking vintage military shit, like... Seriously, they have tanks in there from. They're worth so much money. Like, dude, it's crazy. This guy ships all kinds of shit, man. Well, you know, like, what was another one? There's a whole bunch of fucking cars out.
Oh, good luck.
Like a Ford Probe.
No, the Monkey's car? Did you ever see the Monkey's?
Yeah.
He's got one. He's got the original one sitting right there.
No way.
Oh, yes, he does.
Vos.
Oh, my God, Richard Vos. Rich Vos is
welcome, Richard Vos, tickler of ivory. If you don't know Rich Rhodes, you probably won't because he'll be arguing with chairs most of his life, but he is an incredible musician.
Rich gets all drunk off of whiskey and then wrestles chairs for
But first he yells at them. He has a full argument before he fights them.
Man, we got so shit tossed that night. That was the worst. Yeah. That was the worst night I've had in a long time. Oh my God. Yo, Rich Rhodes.
DJ.
Yo.
You know what my new nickname for Missy is?
What is it?
It's... Say it.
Doop.
You know what that's short for? DuPont. You know the DuPonts?
Oh, yeah.
Every time I wind up drunk, I just start talking about nonsense. She's like, I'm changing your name to DuPont. I'm just going to call you Duke for now.
But how does that add up with, like, nonsense talk? It's just nothing?
What, nothing now. Nonsense?
Yeah, like, how does the DuPont name come into it?
Because the DuPonts are all fucking nuts. They, like, shoot their fucking home.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That dude was a wrestler.
Then they start up a tank and start wrecking all this whole state of Delaware. And then they go to the DuPont mental asylum, and they're all fucking crazy because they're incest, and they want to keep the money in the family, so they just fuck each other.
They hunt deer from a helicopter and just assassinate the whole herd.
What's the first thing DuPonts ever did? Rake, you probably know this.
Well, that one
like,
guy.
They make like Xanax.
No. What they started was they made gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
At the falls. Then they did all kinds of other chemical stuff. And then Larry DuPont lived up the street from me. But one of the other relatives used to just hunt deer with a fucking machine gun in a helicopter. They would lower to a fucking herd of deer. He just shot them all. And then the helicopter flew away.
And they also made sounds like this.
Dude, that wasn't real.
Nah, that's real, man. Worse.
So, Rich Most, how you like playing keyboards for CKY, dude?
Sucks.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
No. Say it. So, Richard.
I'm playing. Come on.
Richard.
Dude, on stage, you got to get more towards the stage. I couldn't even fucking see you.
Nah, dude. I don't want to be on stage.
No, you got to get
on stage.
Listen
to me. Have you ever seen any keyboard player on stage?
Yes,
cool?
Dio.
Yeah, actually.
Dio.
The keyboard player from him.
Ronnie James Dio. Fuck that, man. I saw him at the... They would open it up for freaking...
The keyboard player from him, I actually saw that guy. I didn't know they had a keyboard player. And he looks like Van Damme to me. So I was like, that guy's cool. He looks like Van Damme. And he plays the... Yeah.
Does he do the split between, like, two keyboards or anything like that?
I played a piano.
You gotta have your collar up, like...
I did the splits with no problem.
Dickheads, it's time to go. We gotta say bye.
It is?
Yeah, I'm gonna end it with The Clash, London Calling.
Oh, all right. And
and then I'm going to follow it by The Sounds, Living in America. So let's listen to these shits, and I'm going to go have a beer in the desert. So I'll talk to you guys on April 1st. April Fool's, April 1st.
put the Hobbit Hole. Put the studio down in the Hobbit Hole so we can have Rich Voss like play a lounge gig with the lights dimmed, and he can play the piano. We can
sing
it.
Yeah, we'll sort something out.
All right.
Gay orgy.
Yo, get back, man.
All right. Later, come back bro. Soon.
Right, see you guys.
All right. Ahoy.
The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning and I live by the river. To the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out, draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is just coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going through a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.
Faction, providing you with the very best in completely unlistenable bullshit 24 hours a day.